Chapter 26. An Extraterrestrial Threat.
Translated from notes made in 1975. Leia never tried to evade my doubts. She was always a predisposed to answer my questions. However, I noted that she went to great effort to try to explain with the greatest clarity all that I asked. On this occasion I asked her something that in those nights was confusing me. Leia, you have told me that there exist civilizations that are highly scientific, and who still have a profound respect for life. You have said that many civilizations have implemented rules to protect the survival of other societies. Then how is it that there exist races who intend to subject other societies?
I see that you have been worried since I informed you that another race intended to subject you. But something that you still do not know is that other worlds cannot overpower whole planets without the acquiescence or the approval of those who they intend to subject. You have been conditioned for such subjection, and it seems to be that you finally will accept them.
How can you say that? I asked without understanding.
Listen carefully, Professor, because this that I have to say to you perhaps is one of the most important of all our meetings. I have told you before that you are threatened by the possible invasion of a civilization, and though you do not believe this, they have been preparing you to accept the invasion through many intercessions. I told you on one occasion that we are not among those designated to proceed to the rescue of worlds like yours. But just so there is a civilization that is interested in subjecting your world, there is another that is interested in rescuing many of you who desire it. It is such that in the ambient universe, free will is respected. Because of that I can tell this that you are going to hear, perhaps you will not understand it now, but there will be someone who upon reading this will understand, perhaps and fear, that one of the great signs is that they will bring an end to two-thirds of the inhabitants of your planet. They are highly intelligent, and have been pre-planning this invasion slowly and carefully, sufficient that you will accept the path of domination, the metamorphosis of a submission. Of course they must have an excuse before the community of advanced civilizations, and have argued that the greatest hierarchies of your world cannot successfully govern it themselves, that you are creating a technology out of control, a technology without basic regulation. That the power of your armaments has been at the expense of an indiscriminate waste of natural resources on the part of each one of the most powerful countries on Earth. But the arsenals achieved thus over the time of many years is a latent threat of itself, not only for you, but also for he who believes that the system may see itself in danger. Here I speak of the stellar system. Because all of the universe is in harmony, your sun, which to you is always burning something, does not burn anything. It is a body adequate for offering energy for life. Well then, if perhaps a disaster should occur on Earth, not only your solar system could be displaced with force toward different orbits, but your star system could find itself shaken, and many of its planets would lose energy with a movement that will alter their orbits. Since you have not observed interstellar laws of mutual respect, and, as you are not integrated within a group of interstellar scientists, they know you as beings of ephemeral existence and a low level of development, limited mental capacity, and even more, a high degree of aggressiveness. Real extremes do not exist among the great civilizations of this universe. There exists neither good nor bad, black nor white, hate nor love, each one the antithesis of the other, but all is harmony. I will have to tell you on another occasion, about the first disaster that occurred on your world which modified to high degree your orbital path, but that is one of the reasons for which they intend to nullify your world, before the great civilizations. That and your elevated level of violence. For that, they intend your subjugation, a submission, perhaps in part to save your community, perhaps in part to gain supremacy over your planet. Nevertheless, people of civilizations like Mu, Dales, Son, and others have been coming to Earth to study the exact grade of bellicosity you represent, And if it is now a threat to the interstellar community and their intentions, they have made plans to evacuate some of your humanity who desire to give an opportunity to your world that sees itself impeded before the terrestrial human tendencies. Their departure has been considered as space level. The Earth human has achieved important scientific advances, but he has not come to modify his characteristics. Enormous controversies have sprung up over your world, because many civilizations are interested in knowing where they could take Earth humans. At the same time, the great civilizations can do nothing if it is not in favor of you, or perhaps you accept this submission, and in all manner cannot repel an attack like this, which could overcome you.